Welcome to the journey, my friends. You are listening to the Planet Product Owner Podcast on your favorite listening platform. So sit back, buckle up, and let's journey to Planet Product Owner. Hello, and welcome again to Planet Product Owner. This is your host, Scott. Today's episode is going to be audio only. I am working on several videos to get out there on the Patreon page. So if you support me out there, you'll have access to all of those. But now that we're just in the audio here, I just want to kind of sit back and go to old school here, get back to the roots of it all. So I want to present today a strategy, I think, that I have introduced to you guys before. I haven't gone into a lot of detail about it, but I've gone into some detail. But that strategy is really helpful in solving a lot of the challenges that we have. So first, let's take a journey, if you will, on some of the challenges that we experience. So you have a lack of prioritization in the organization or poor prioritization. And it's not because people mean to do bad things to you. It's just that, you know, we don't really have this strong method of prioritizing work. And when we have this method that tends to maybe even get gamified, right, depending on who is pulling the trigger on that work or whatever, you know, maybe we even have changing priorities during a sprint or during an iteration, and that's not good for us either. Now, again, they don't mean any ill will. It's just that, you know, they say, hey, you know, the world's going to be caught on fire all of a sudden if we don't do this work. And I know you've never heard of it, but we need it in the next 6 to 10 weeks. You know, I know that never happens, right? But this prioritization issue is a big one, right? And it presents a huge challenge to us. And so now what we're doing is we have, because the priority has been kind of tossed on us, right, or it's been thrown up to us, now what we have is a lack of information and a lack of analysis before we can actually plan to do this work. So what's the next thing they're going to ask you? You know, they're going to ask you, okay, so now can you tell us when you're going to have it delivered? You know, what's the timeline? What's the date? Whew, man, you see the challenges that we're presented with, right? And so if you're an organizational leader, I want you to understand your product owners and your teams, really, for that matter, you know, they're going to be dealing with these challenges all the time if we don't have a good method of prioritization put in place. But more than that, you know, it's about how we're planning our work. And remember, I've said this before on the podcast, right? That, you know, we're agile. That means we don't have to plan. Well, that's not the case. These teams really want to plan their work. They really want to have a sense of direction here, because what they really want to do is deliver what it is you're asking them to deliver. But coming up to them the day of PI planning or mid-sprint or something and saying, hey, we got to have this thing done or, you know, the whole building's going to catch on fire. I mean, that can't be the case, right? We've got some kind of heads up on what it is we want to do. Now, because of this prioritization and changing priorities or, you know, lack of information, and along with it, I'm sorry, lack of information and analysis before we can plan, now you want us to give you the delivery and the timeline dates, right, when we're going to have that. But what's happened is we've come across this issue because we had some work in progress, and now we're having to drop that work in progress, and we're having to pick up something else. So now we're context switching, and we're moving between tasks and all of this stuff. And during our planning, here's the next challenge that's presented to us, is that now we've got to align all these other teams, external, internal contributors, or other systems teams, or whatever, and we got to get their buy-in to drop what they're doing and to pick up our priority now, too, right? So that's the problem. I mean, we're presented with this all the time. Now the product owner has to sit back in the backlog and say, okay, now what I have is I've already groomed and elaborated these stories up to the top of my list here, and the team knows that they can pull right off the top of this list because we were hitting on some stuff, right? But now I have to shift all of that stuff down into my list, and now my product backlog or my team backlog has just become totally overwhelming to me, right? Now I'm having to deprioritize, I'm having to re-elaborate, I'm having to refactor, I'm having to go through the whole thing again. Oh, and by the way, another challenge that you just threw on us, okay, was now I have another stakeholder to manage, right? I got another stakeholder in the list here for me to collaborate with, and maybe even more than one or two or three. Right? Because again, we got to rope all these other teams in and say, hey, you guys need to help me on this because you've got enablement work or system work to perform in order for me to get this thing done because they're asking me to do it. Wow. Do you see what the problem is now, right? And finally and ultimately, I think what ends up happening for a product owner is, and for the team for that matter, but mainly the product owner, is that they're making decisions all the time about priority. They're making decisions all the time about priority for the team. And they're saying, okay, well, this is our goal for this sprint. We need to be able to do this. And then the next sprint, we need to be able to do that. And then this, and then that will ultimately deliver what we're going to do. Well, now we've just thrown in a whole new matrix of decisions for them to make. And so at some point, the product owner is going to be like, okay, uncle. And for those of you who are not listening in the States, which is most of you, by the way, I know that. When we say uncle, what we mean is I'm throwing my hands up. I'm giving up. I'm throwing in the towel, right? Because we have this decision fatigue that's taking place because we're making decisions for everything that's going on, right? And it's like, just somebody else make the stinking decision. I don't want to make it anymore, right? So I've kind of described a challenge to you. And a lot of this, again, it stems from the prioritization factor, right? So how can we help curve that prioritization factor when we really don't control the prioritization for the entire organization? We do for what the team needs to get done, but we don't do it at a high enough level to impact all of the other teams, either in our art or in our train or in our value stream or, you know, however we're set up. And again, particularly in a scaled environment, this is where you're going to see these problems. So let's talk about that. And let's see here in the next couple of segments how we can solve that with a little strategy that I've introduced you to you before. And I'm going to go a little bit deeper to help you understand how to get the most out of what I call share care time. So sit back, buckle up. Let's get to Planet Product Owner. So don't tune out yet. This last segment is going to be a pretty big one, I think. I think you're going to learn something here. So I just want to share with you like a personal win, personal story here from many years ago. You know, I was kind of frustrated with one of my sponsors, one of my stakeholders, because it's like they never would get back with me. It's like, dude, I just sent you an email and I've tried to call you and I've sent you a chat and you've been kind of, you know, I didn't really chew them out or anything, but it was like you're avoiding. I almost felt like they were avoiding my questions. They were avoiding what it was that was going on. You know, here's what I've learned through this whole thing, though, is that building the relationship with these folks is really the most important thing that you can do. I mean, it really is. I mean, we're here to not just deliver work, and we're not here just to get ahead and to stomp on necks and do all that stuff. We're here to build relationships because we're here with these folks for a reason, okay? So this relationship aspect of it is so important. Let me tell you, I guess one of the ways that I've learned this, is that I was always wondering why am I being avoided? Why am I not getting, you know, feedback, right? So I set up a share care time, right? And this is kind of how I came about this. And so it turns out the person that I was working with, so they had adopted like 3 children. They had special needs. All of them did. There was a tree in the front yard that was really large and it was threatening to fall down. So he had to go out there and he had to handle this tree and to cut it up into all the pieces and haul it off. Turns out that the family enjoys camping, but they can't get too far away from home because of the special needs from the children that they've, you know, fostering or adopted. And, you know, and then somebody's car broke down and we've got to go and do this. So it's like, okay, so when we get underneath that, and you've seen the iceberg thing, right? And I mean, and I'm not here, listen, please don't misunderstand. I'm not here to push DEI on anybody. I'm from a different generation where I know intuitively that we have to get to know people, right, in order to work with them and to help others understand what it is that we need to do and help them understand what they need to do. I've managed all kinds of different levels, all kinds of different generations in my life, so I'm not here to push that on you. What I am saying, though, is that relationships matter at work, just like any other team would. You know, we don't want to have drama on the volleyball court. I want to build relationships there so that these folks know how to promote each other, how to network with each other, how to handle each other, how to understand each other, because communication is really huge, right? And so this relationship building aspect of this share care time is so beneficial to you, because now you'll understand, okay, don't email that person after 3 o'clock on Wednesdays because they've got something doing. You know, they got something they're doing. Mondays are probably bad for this person, so you're not going to get a response. And really what we're wanting to do is we're wanting to set this up so that we can have a working relationship, right? I mean, we talk about working relationship all the time. This is the biggest benefit, I think, of your shared care time that you're going to have, because you're going to solve so many problems, so many challenges. You know, it's going to be about, you know, going back to the beginning of this thing. You know, we talked about lack of information and analysis before planning. Or too much information sometimes, you know, that's not even valid information for us. But the poor prioritization or the misguided priorities during sprints. We talk about forecasting deliveries and timeline. All of these challenges that we talked about in the very first part of this episode today can all be rectified and remediated and curved, at least. And I'm not saying 100% ruled out, right? But I'm saying we can knock out a bunch of these challenges if we just kind of get to know the story of the person who's asking for it, right? And they can get to know you too. You know, when they're jumping up and down in some kind of status report meeting or something on a Friday, but, you know, your team is doing sprint planning for the next one, or you're in the middle of your retro, it's not like you're going to jump on the IM there and handle their response, right? You know, so how are they going to know that unless you tell them? And how are you going to know about what they're up against unless they tell you? And you're not going to be able to tell them unless you get some time together. All right, so some serious time. And there's no hidden agenda here. There's no ulterior motive here. It's just, hey, we need to work together better. And if you remember a long time ago and throughout the podcast and the history of it, I've told you guys, my definition of being agile is learning how to work better. Well, so can we call this an agile concept today? Yeah, I think we can. I think it's going to be awesome. All right. So stick around for the next segment, and we're going to talk about some of the things here that we can uncover. All right. So there are three dimensions, I guess, or three areas of this share care time that I want to break down for you guys and talk through with you. Okay. And I'm going to try to run through these quickly, but part of this episode, I think, is to really kind of break down the elements of this share care time and why I found it so successful and how I think it's going to help you be successful too. So I'm going to spend a little bit of time on each of these three. But the idea here is that when we are in a relational relationship, I guess that's the way you say it. I don't know. Rather than a transactional. In other words, I don't want to have a primary sponsor or a stakeholder or a product manager or whoever it is that's coming to me asking me for the work all the time. I don't want to be in a business of they're going to send me a slide deck and I'm just going to take it for their word, right? That's what's coming down to us. I don't want to be in that position, because if I'm in that position, chances are I'm not working on the right stuff. I'm probably not doing the stuff right. And that's what we want to do. You know, we want to make the system the whole. We want to do the whole thing better, right? That's what we're trying to get to. So the only way we're going to do that is to build a relationship with the primary sponsor or stakeholder. You know who that is, okay? You know who it is that's coming to you, maybe even the one who's doing the change of priority. And they might not have time for you every week for 30 minutes, but it's a deal where you're going to have to build up to that, and you're going to have to start building a relationship with them. Because by the time their slide decks get up through the chain of management and they go up to this committee, to that committee, to the other committee, they've been refined so much that it's just a dog and pony show anymore. And we don't want the dog and pony show. We want to get to the real value of the work, right? So the first dimension or element, I guess, of the share care time is showing your work. But it's not just showing your work, okay? You know, product owners, I've told you guys before, if you're waiting until sprint demo or sprint review day to see the work produced by the team, then you're probably too late, right? It's the same way for your primary sponsor or your stakeholder. You need to treat them like the team is treating you, or like you're treating the team. Either way, you want to look at that. So get the feedback early and often. So show them what you thought you had agreed on, right? And then get their thoughts. And it's okay to ask questions like, hey, what about this direction makes you happy? Or what about this direction makes you uncomfortable? right? What challenges do you see with the way that we're going about this? Do you see any, you know, what unintended consequences, you know, are you maybe seeing here, or gaps, right? And you know, how do you think this helps move us closer to reaching the goal? Okay, those are all questions that are valid for you and your sponsor or your stakeholder. 30 minutes a week. This is the first part of it. So spend a few minutes talking about that, showing your work and getting the feedback from them. I think that what happens in this, in the way that I've used this to be successful in direction and maintaining prioritization and things like that, and making sure we've got the information, is this gives your product manager or your sponsor or your stakeholder, whoever it is, and you know who they are, it gives them the opportunity to have a conversation outside, up and out, so to speak, of the team. Right? Because now they go back and they get their report and they say, hey, I just talked with the product owner. Looks like we're on track. Everything's in good shape, where it's going in the direction that we thought it would go. You know, the value is there, you know, direction is good. Or it gives them the opportunity to speak to whatever gaps, challenges, unintended consequences, any of that stuff, right? And so that's going to help with the prioritization. And it also helps them down the road with future items that they're working on, that they're trying to groom or trying to elaborate or trying to ideate on, right? And it helps them understand what the fast followers are. So just like you, product owner, who you don't want to see the team's work, you know, just at demo day, you're too late. Well, the same case for the product manager or your sponsor or your stakeholder. So show them and then get their feedback. Next, so I hope that makes sense. So the next thing is tell them what's new. So at some point they have said, hey, here's the next thing that's coming, right? They've told you that there's something coming. Or even your stuff in progress, you know, you've learned something from there. So you're going to retell basically what you've covered from your last session and what you may have learned since then about anything new or even anything in progress, right, that we're going to. So what you really want to do is you want to create a safe space for objections or new information. That's what you're wanting to do. So, hey, you tell them what you found and then, you know, you ask them. Hey, what have you found that's new? What's changing here about the direction or the priority? What's maybe not been shared with us yet, you know? Be sure to add some context in the backlog, and you've presented some options or shown, you know, the folks what it is that you've learned. And there's creative ways to do that too. So when you're confirming that we're still on track, right, with the stuff that we needed to update or change or modify, you know, here are the things. So last time I showed you my work, you said, hey, this is maybe not the right way that we need to go about this, or this isn't going to help us reach the goal. Okay, here's what we've learned since then, and we're going to tell them, you know, we're going to give them that update, right? So the other thing too is that when we're talking about that, you know, about what's new, is that we're actually kind of grooming and massaging and vetting out what the next things are that we're going to do. And so, hey, do you feel like there's enough traction in priority to plan this for our next interval, right? And so one of the big byproducts of this is that we're creating awareness and socialization between teams and the product and the product management team and the organization. And if you're in a scaled environment, which many of you are, then this is really important to create awareness and socialization about, you know, what it is we've learned about what might be next, right? Okay. So, and maybe even changes to what we're doing now. So the final thing and the third element, so we've shown them and asked them, then we've told them what we've learned since then, right? Now, finally, we're going to ask them what's next. Rather than share them what you think you should do next, ask them. Okay, because I think a lot of times what happens is we get in the habit as product owners of telling them, you know, well, this is what I think we got to do next. Ask them. It's kind of their job to help lay it out to you, right? I mean, they are giving you the priority, so you want to hold their feet to the fire. They're probably in more strategy meetings than you are. They're probably in more board or committee or product meetings or whatever it is than you are. Okay, so what you don't want to do is hijack their priority by telling them what you think is next, all right? Again, if you're in a scaled environment, that's probably the better way to go. Now, if you're the product owner and you guys are working on something new to deliver out there and you've got full authority and empowered to, you know, to take the direction of the product the way you think it needs to go, then, hey, you're probably going to just tell them what's next, right? But I got a feeling that most of the listeners here in this podcast are not in that position. I got a feeling somebody else is giving you the priority, and then you're kind of reprioritizing for the team based on the goals that you need to hit, right? So what you don't want to do is hijack their priority by assuming that you have too much empowerment on the decision. And even if you're in your own world and you're developing the product yourself and you are the product owner slash product manager, it may be a question still to ask of that sponsor or that stakeholder or that product manager. Hey, what's next? Right? Ask them. So when we're just saying what's next, then what we're doing is we're promoting a sense of ownership. And, you know, we don't want to let them off the hook all the time by saying, hey, this is what I think is, you know, we should be working on next. They're getting off too easy right there, and they're not learning anything about their product. They're not learning anything about the process and the method that it takes to get the development effort done and to get this thing delivered and out the door, you know. So when you're gaining assurance and concurrence, priorities haven't changed or have changed even. That's fair, right? It could change. But if priorities have changed, you're going to at least get an early warning. But it starts with asking them. And so you've got to be sure that you're fostering the openness by allowing them to share. You got to create that space for them, okay? Because too many times they're going to look to you and say, well, what do you think is next? Well, your job as a product owner, if you're going back and looking at the Scrum Guide, you know, you're maximizing the value of the team, the work done by the team. It didn't say you're setting priority for the entire organization, right? That's not your gig. It's not your jam. And if they're asking you to do that, then maybe y'all need to have a deeper conversation and make sure that we understand whose role it is, whose job is it, whose line is it anyway, right? So the three elements, again, let's back up. Show your work, get the feedback early and often from them. Get their thoughts on what you're showing them. Then tell them what's new, like what you've learned, and ask them, hey, what's coming up next? Now, I know that today's episode may have been a little bit basic for us and backed us up, but look, I think basics and fundamentals are really part of what we've got to make sure we're focusing on. I tell my girls all the time when they're playing volleyball, focus on very small goals, right? Work on the very small things, the very little bitty things that you can impact and influence, right? And so as a result of getting together with this share care time and really driving down to the basics of what it is that we're after out of this relationship and not making it just transactional all the time, I think we're solving a lot of problems. We're taking on a lot of challenges head on, and we're reducing a lot of risk. Anytime I can talk with somebody and go straight to the source, right, instead of waiting on a document to come out or a PowerPoint deck or a slide or something, you know, I'm increasing my chances of reducing as much risk as I can. And remember, that's kind of what we're doing. So I hope today's episode was fun for you and getting back to some basic stuff. And I'll try to do another video episode on the next one that I have coming up. And again, I've got tons of information that's set to go out here in the next week or two, maybe from the time that this episode is published out to the Patreon page. So check out YouTube, check out LinkedIn. I've got a profile out there. And as always, until next time, have a safe and fun lean journey, my friends.